This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Well, the reason it's based on a Christian biblical worldview is because the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. Of course. Folks, I got to highlight a couple things before we get back to Mr. Kaepernick. We have WXME from Maine, Monticello, Maine, who just picked us up. KBKW, Aberdeen, Washington, 1450 AM. Again, KBKW, Aberdeen, Washington, 1450 AM. We want to tell you thank you very much for your trust. We have another one in the hopper, so we got three new affiliates this week. We want to thank you for your listenership. If you go to Genesis Communication Networks right now, you'll see that out of 89 shows, we're the number one radio show. We thank you for your listenership. We thank you for your trust. And again, let me reiterate, I am not here to give you my opinion. I'm calling it the way I see it, from a scriptural point of view and a constitutional point of view, because I'm sick and tired of compromise. And I'm sick and tired of those that call themselves conservatives, when in fact, folks, they're yesterday's liberals, just like the Democrats, the Republicans. The Republicans today are the yesterday's Democrats. That's what they are. We're going backwards here, not forwards. But if we get back to the rock, we get back to the Word of God and the Constitution, I'll tell you what, we're going to be right where we need to be. And then what you're going to see, folks, is when you see where you're supposed to be, all of a sudden you're going to be empowered by the Holy Ghost to shake, rattle, and roll and kick the hell out of hell. Because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, Sam, what would they be saying? Oh, you should have been all over that like white on rice. You failed miserably, son. He's my producer. Did you catch that? Did you want to catch on to what I was saying, or didn't you hear what I said? Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Love hearing from you. Lines are wide open. You are on 57 affiliates across the United States of America, as well as throwing our voice across the world into 53 countries. We appreciate that as well. Folks, we get emails from Sweden. We get them from Russia. We get them from England. We get them from Canada. We appreciate you guys, too. We're in this together. All nations are one blood. Acts 17:26. Amen. Cool. We're talking about the enemy on the football field. Again, Ayan Hirsi Ali said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. And what we see through the likes of Colin Kaepernick shaming his family and shaming his country, it amazes me that he's still there. Folks, you do need to understand that what's going on here is the media is trying to use Colin Kaepernick as a new voice for Black Lives Matter because they have no momentum outside of what they prop up working for them. I want to give you another analogy here. Actually, not just an analogy, but a first-hand experience. We were told that just Sunday at the Minnesota State Fair that Black Lives Matters were protesting people that were going into the State Fair. Really? We just happened to be there. We didn't see any tremors, but guess what? That's what the state-controlled media promulgated. That's what they broadcast that out to the people. Look at these guys. They're so big, folks. They're so big. No, they're embellishing their bigness because they don't have the numbers. They don't have the support. Remember, they take the pictures and another creates the war. That's all they're doing here. But it happened again just this year, and it happened last year as well. They reported the same thing, that Black Lives Matter was disrupting. They was disrupting everything that was going on at the Minnesota State Fair. Well, interestingly enough, we just happened to be there at that particular time, too. And it was interesting to note that we walked by their booth, and the first time that we walked by their booth, there was nobody there. Folks, hundreds of thousands of people at the Minnesota State Fair. Not one person was at the booth. It kind of reminds me of the homosexual booth at the Minnesota State Fair. Oh, wait a second, there isn't one. Why? Because people don't support it. Or the pro-abortion Planned Parenthood booth, can't find them there neither. Why? Because people don't support it. But the people at large do tolerate it. There's no getting around it. Just like they tolerate the likes of a spokesperson named Colin Kaepernick. The new useful idiot who just recently converted to Islam before his anti-American stance in hopes of changing public opinion. I shared with you during the last segment that the controversy started when Kaepernick, who rejected reality while giving over to propaganda, refused to stand for the national anthem. By the way, friends, he just did it again 2 days ago. He's adding insult to injury. He's spitting on the graves of the fallen. America, just like this administration, and just like anybody else that runs counter to who we are. But this is the way of Islam. This is the way of Islam. Remember, they're not ruled by American law. They're above it, they said. I mean, just look to the White House, friends. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And then I shared with you, friends, that during this pro-season game where he refused to stand for the national anthem, he was protesting racism while supporting Black Lives Matter. Folks, I told you that Colin's adopted parents were white. And I also shared with you, you can't make this stuff up and you can't fix stupid. And if you think you can, you better get the ratchet and start working on this guy ASAP. This is reprobate. This is without discernment in every sense of the word. He's been given over to his own reprobate mind without the Spirit of Christ. He told the NFL.com, I'm not going to stand up to show pride to in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Again, keep in mind, definition of oppressed, Webster's 1828, burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened or depressed. Huge, whoa, I wish I could be sitting at a table across from him right now, because I would have him explain everything that he's doing right now so I could understand it. And I want to tell you what, I'd be just as confused. I'm not confused at all, but anybody that would be sitting on the other side of the table listening to this clown would be as confused as he would be. But I can see right through this garbage because I've been dealing with this in high schools and colleges for the last 20 years. I get to see it firsthand, friends. And just think about it. I'm still a young man. I'm some young guy. And no, I'm not from Bangkok. See if anybody can catch up onto that one. Oppressed. Colin, that oppresses black people. Wait, isn't this the country that has liberated black people? Yeah. As a matter of fact, it is. Those abolitionists, yes. Amen. Both black and white, yes. We're going to get back to this, folks, because we're going to start getting on to some hot topics and statistics concerning the hypocritical notion that Colin wants to bring to the table. I'm going to expose him for who he is, but this is what the narrative is, America. Be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I got to get through this, folks. Talking about the enemy on the football field, talking about Colin Kaepernick. I shared with you during the first hour, his mom just came out, his biological mom just came out and shared with the public that he shamed his family and his country. He did, no question about it. And the American people still pay to go see these jokers. Remember what the foreigner said, friends, that American people's God has now become sports, so attack. Well, they're attacking now on the football field. That's why they're putting the mic up to this fool's mouth. And friends, he is a fool. I mean, he's talking about how he's not going to stand up for a flag for a country that oppresses black people, when in fact, when we look up the word oppressed, it means burdened with unreasonable impositions, or overburdened or depressed. So oppressed, really, Colin's life proves the opposite. He signed a $114 million contract with the NFL. Then I shared with you, friends, that the NFL alone, their racial makeup has 68% blacks on the field. There's only 28% white, 0.7% Latinos, and 1.1% Asian on the NFL's league. Let's go to the NBA, the National Basketball Association players. 74.4% are black that are playing basketball. He's talking about an oppressed people. People that are oppressing the black people. Folks, millions and millions of dollars are given to each one of these players. Who's buying these tickets? Just black people? Nope, a majority white people. But the NBA, the National Basketball Association, the players are 74.4% are black, 23.3% are white, 1.8% Latinos, and 0.2% Asian players. Oppressed? Who, the white guy? And I'm not going there, friends. I'm just making the point. Can you imagine if white folks came up with something called White Lives Matter? This is ridiculous. And again, you need to understand that this is propaganda. You need to understand that this was contrived in the halls of your government, friends, that is using the state-controlled media to prop up Black Lives Matters because they do not have the support. And what are all the political points that these politicians, namely Hillary Clinton, what are they using? They're using those groups, those demographic of folks that they themselves are responsible for creating. To incite what? Domestic insurrection. To what? Divide the people one against another. Of course, that's all they do. America, their teachers are right in front of your face. The likes of Barack Hussein Obama and the such. Colin went on to say, Colin Kaepernick, he said there's bodies in the street and people, he's calling police officers out is what he's doing, getting paid leave and getting away with murder. Where did you get that statistic? Oh, there is no statistic. You just took Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent himself, who was appointed to divide and conquer. Right? And destroy. To fundamentally transform this country. That's who he's listening to, friends. I mean, just think about it. There is somebody that is in this country that actually listens to that guy. According to the USA Crime Statistics Bureau in San Francisco, did you know that the percentage of black homicide victims that are killed by whites is only 2%? Man, this isn't lining up, Colin, at all. No, it's not. See, facts are stubborn things, aren't they, friends? See, the truth exposes the lie and those little minions that are used to lie. Percentage of black victims killed by police, 1%. But let me say that again. Percentage of black victims killed by police, 1%. Hey, Colin, Kaepernick, what are you talking about, dog? Hey, percentage of white victims killed by police? I'm sorry. Percentage of white victims killed by... Yeah, I'm right. Percentage of white victims killed by police is 3%, which is 2% more percentage of black victims killed by police. It sounds like, man, the white folks, they're just being laid for by the police. A percentage of white victims killed by blacks is 81%. Percentage of blacks, black victims killed by blacks. You ready for this one? Percentage of blacks and black victims killed by other blacks, 97%. They're killing themselves. They're killing themselves. But they want to blame somebody. But this is totalitarianism, authoritarianism. Folks, you call it what you will. They're all working for the same devil. See, Kaepernick's actions didn't sit too well with most Americans and veterans like Medal of Honor recipient Dakota Meyer, who responded, Colin Kaepernick needs to remember that a lot of men and women bled for that flag he refuses to stand for. A lot of those men and women were black Americans who fought, bled, and died on behalf of that flag and those freedoms. And by the way, all you that are liberated through their sacrifice, do you care if they were black or white? Neither do I. I thank every single one of them, black, white, purple, green, purple, whatever the color is, I thank God for every one of them. Who's making an issue out of race? This administration, the CIA, the FBI, the uneducated, fools themselves. Hey, folks, I want you to listen to me carefully. My grandpa was here. World War I, 116,516 dead. World War I. World War II, 405,399 Americans fought, bled, and died so we could have what we have today, freedom. What are you doing with your freedom? I'm magnifying the laws. What are they doing with their freedom? They're trying to tear down the laws. They're spitting on the honor of our fallen while I'm magnifying and living for what they died for. 2 Corinthians 5:15, both in the natural and in the spiritual. First in the spiritual. Korea, 38,000. My dad was there picking up body parts out of the water. 38,574 men. Vietnam, 58,209. My cousin was killed there. Afghanistan and Iraq, 8,000 plus. And yet Colin Kaepernick is actually attempting to speak out to others that are oppressed not to stand for what these men fought, bled, and died to give us. Why are you paying to see these guys? Why are you giving players millions of dollars to be used by the media to set the narrative or to help set the narrative? Hey, America, it's time that you put these people out of business, yeah? It's time you stand up. It really is. During a press conference just a couple days ago, where other useful idiots, namely the media, were eager to make him a fellow propagandist, and propagandists they are, Colin added insult to injury by wearing a shirt. Listen carefully, so you can understand who he is, what it is that he means to promote. Colin wore a shirt that had photographs of the 1960s of a meeting of former Cuban dictator Fidel Castro and Malcolm X, which read, "Like minds think alike." He's done it three times, America. Oh, what Americans put up with. They stand back and allow these clowns, these foreign clowns, these traitorous individuals, like those of this criminal administration, to desecrate the fallen, and it bewilders me to no end your tolerance. Hebrews 10:26-31 in the spiritual. So let me ask you something, going back over to the Muslims, what has been the behavior of Muslim sympathizers like Colin Kaepernick and Muslim organizations in this country? Have Muslims and their illegal organizations exhibited a spirit of cooperation? Or have they repeatedly urged Muslims not to cooperate voluntarily, just like Colin Kaepernick? They're urging others not to cooperate voluntarily, but to carefully go through you. I want to tell you one of their tactics. This is a communist manifesto tactic. The communists say that go ahead and walk through them. But if you feel their steel, retreat. You go ahead and walk through them, say the communists, to the other communists in America, about you, America. They say, walk through them, keep pushing them, until you feel their steel. In other words, America, you're being tested right now by these people. They want to see how far they can go before they feel these colors don't run. Before they feel the resurrection of real Christians in this country. And real patriots and conservatives in this country. Let them feel your steel, America. That means enforce the law. That means your little heyday is all over with, because we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Therefore, what I say, I now mean. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, America, let them feel your steel. America, listen to me. Let your enemies in this country feel your steel. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. What is the testimony? And what is the power of the testimony? We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, but the gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Love to hear from you. Got 1.5 hour left of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com today. I appreciate you. I want to thank you again for making us the number one radio show, and we welcome the new affiliates. We have been talking about Communist Manifesto that Colin Kaepernick is using along with the propagandist, and what it is, folks, the communist technique, the method in which they use is proceed when you feel mush, but when you feel steel, retreat. Folks, they're feeling way too much mush. Why Colin Kaepernick still on that field right now? I have no idea. Again, it bewilders me. And then I started to share with you folks after highlighting the stupidities concerning this clown. And I'm not just throwing names out. Folks, it's almost to the point of you have to cry now. But I'm past that point, so you have to laugh. And it's not sarcastic. I'm not saying it that way. I'm still dealing with the issues full front because I put my hand to the plow and I'm not looking back. But I want you to understand that, folks, these people, it's almost comical. But the fact of the matter is it's not funny. Now, Bradley, you just said two different things. No, I didn't. I totally understand what I'm saying. It's not funny, but it's almost comical. You almost got to laugh because if you don't, you're going to cry. I want to say, have Muslims and their illegal organizations exhibited a spirit of cooperation? Or have they repeated and urged other Muslims to cooperate voluntarily? No. They urge others not to cooperate, and it doesn't just fall to the Muslims. What do you think this Black Lives Matter? What do you think these groups of people are? They're trying to stack the cards against you, America, is what they're trying to do. So it gets to the point where you have no power to resist or retaliate. They'll just overthrow you. That's what they're doing right now. Have they not encouraged the Muslims and credulous media that believe uncritically Muslim complaints, the idea that Muslims are being victimized? Exactly what Colin Kaepernick's doing right now. They're the victims. Folks, this is totalitarianism across the board. They smack your face, they pull your hair, and then they decry victim status while they perpetuate the crime against who we are by tearing down the law. Hey, folks, again, though foreigners are afforded asylum in this country, they are to assimilate to the American way, not Americans assimilating to them. Is that what Colin's doing on the field? Nope. He's trying to get others to rebel, to take an anti-American stance. Hey, folks, if it's so bad here, why is everybody migrating? I don't see anybody migrating to their countries. And furthermore, if their God was God, then why are they coming here? Because they know God is God, the God of Israel in Jesus Christ. Hey, folks, is it not legal in this country? Because it isn't. It is not legal in this country to, by force, violence, or any other unconstitutional means to overthrow the United States Constitution. No, and it's not free speech to aid or abet the enemies within or without. And that's exactly what Barack Hussein Obama, the Clintons, this criminal administration, along with musicians, Bruce Springsteen, Pearl Jam, Bryan Adams, and folks, and sports heroes and sports gods, if you want to call them that, fallen gods, might I add, they're advocating everything that's anti-American. Hey, folks, I just asked you, is it free speech to aid or abet the enemies within or without? No. See, folks, it's the law that causes us to be free when it's obeyed. Islamic immigration to the United States should be prohibited. It's a violation of our laws, friends. The Quran, Sharia law, and the Hadith all require complete submission to Islam, which is antithetical to the United States government. Read Public Law 414, Chapter 2, Section 212. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. So, to know what you are dealing with, America, remember what Mustafa Carroll, the executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth CAIR branch, said. It's a Muslim organization tied with radical Muslims and terrorist ties organizations within that are playing victim. He said, if we're practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Well, we can see Colin Kaepernick acting out the same exact ideology as those that he's following. He said, we're above the law of the land. Boy, oh boy, did Colin act accordingly or what? And talk about the American people being entertained out of their freedoms. Hey, America, you're even paying for it. You're even paying for it. Now, I want people to understand that I am a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I also want you to understand that there's a whole lot of people in the professed church in America that are willing to raise thousands of dollars to go to other countries to preach the gospel that they fail to preach in their own backyards. They have forgotten their own. No question about it. First-hand experience. I'm telling you factual information. You know, you got everybody in this country all freaking out about all these Muslims coming into this country illegally. You know what? Rightfully so. You're right. They have no business doing that. But I'll tell you what. You have a huge opportunity right now to preach to these people, these Muslims. Because they're oppressed. The women are oppressed. The women are scared to death for the most part. See, what you do is you have a pedophile prophet named Muhammad who basically came up with this doctrine of devils, and he told the men they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. What do you think keeps that whole false religion in power in the first place? Because it keeps the men in power and in control over their wives, where they're not accountable when they violate the law. And furthermore, they're the children of the flesh, Ishmael. They're not children of the promise. But I'll tell you what, as preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have a prime opportunity right now where we don't have to go to a third world country. They're coming to us illegally, so let's preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. Oh, what do you know? Stephanie just told me she spent some time with a Muslim at the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair, and I've got her on the radio right now to share with you our heart concerning these people all the way across the boards, regardless of what religion, regardless of where you're at, because we preach a great Savior who came into the world to save men from their sins, Matthew 1:21. Stephanie, are you there?
You're absolutely right, Bradley. You don't need to go to a foreign country because the Lord will send them right to you where you're at. In fact, when I spoke with you earlier on in the show, I had a Muslim at the table who waited for me to get off the phone, and we talked for over an hour. he really sincerely was almost like a little boy. He was asking all these questions from the Word of God. And I said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we went through many different things, but he was sincerely wanting to know the truth. And he had questions that hadn't been answered that he wanted to, you know, talk more about. I just talked to someone after him who believed in Gandhi. Before that, earlier on this week, I was talking to a couple of people, and one was a Hindu. So literally, like you said, no matter what God you think is God, we're here pointing out that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And we're having divine appointments like crazy out here, speaking the truth to people and turning them from darkness to the light and the power of faith and the power of God. And this is just awesome.
Okay, so wait a second. So you're having a conversation with a Muslim where everybody's afraid of these people. And these Muslims are in the United States of America for a reason. There's no question about it. They are here to plunder, namely the illegals coming from Syria right now, because we see this happening over in Germany, over in Belgium, over in France, and the such. But in the if the American people in the 78th percentile actually believed the Jesus that they say that they love and serve, they would be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature the way that right now, Stephanie, you are having the opportunity to do at the Minnesota State Fair, where you had the opportunity. And so what we see is we see that the Spirit of Christ is well over to overcome any man, regardless of what he says he believes, because we know that it says in Isaiah 10, that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, and that's what you're seeing right now?
Absolutely. It's totally the anointing. There are times when I'm talking to people and I just know that the Lord broke through, because I can feel the Lord breaking through me, through them, and I really can see that the Holy Spirit is just convicting. And not everyone's the same, of course. You say different things to different people, and different people are different walks of life and different parts in their path, and you can see the Lord totally just ministering to them through a verse. You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. That's the one that will break through for people. You know, he kind of looked me in the eye and said, so whatever I've done in the past, Jesus can forgive me. It's like, yes, you can. Amen. He can forgive you, but you must repent. You must turn from your sins. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. But you have to understand, Jesus is God. He's not just a prophet. He's God. He's God's Son. So when you're going through there, and it was just amazing, because when you're talking to him, the genuine wanting to know the truth, the faith of a child, almost like a little boy, he's like, so you're telling me that Jesus, he's cooked. And he's asking me all these questions about how we were created and how we were formed, and there must be evidence. And I said, God's word is the evidence. God's word was written by God through man. It's like when you write a letter, the pencil doesn't write the letter. You're writing the letter through the pencil. God worked through his prophets and those people who wrote the Bible, but it was divinely inspired by God. It's God's word to us. So it's amazing when you just open your mouth wide how God will fill it. You know, you can't say that you're a Christian if you don't preach in Christ's name. Bottom line, and we're here preaching the truth. We're totally being blessed because God is blessing our work because we're going to step out in obedience and faith. And, you know, if you haven't been truly saved, you have no reason to open your mouth. But when you see what Christ did for you on the cross, you open your mouth, and boy, oh boy, you see where hearts have been changed. And even for the people that reject it, they can never stand before God one day and say, nobody loved me enough to tell me the truth, because that's what we're doing here at the fair, is loving people to give them the truth.
The question I'd lay to your candor right now, Stephanie, is why would you reject? I mean, who doesn't, you know, when you go to on the 4th of July, you see the veterans, and again, the natural. You see them walking down the street. You see thousands of people. When they see the veterans coming down the street, they begin to stand up and show thanksgiving, gratitude. They honor those that fought, bled, and died. How could we reject a God who sent his son to die for our sins? It doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm not here to move emotion. Listen, friends, you're to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it tells us that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Stephanie, I got to take a break, but what it sounds to me like is he is drinking of the water where he has no longer to thirst, just like the woman at the well in John 4. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you for your time, Stephanie. She's at the Minnesota Grandstand on the bottom floor in Minnesota, the Minnesota State Fair. Come and say hello. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to hit some topics in which I said we would get to. Folks, we've been talking about Kaepernick. We've been talking about Colin Kaepernick. I want you to understand, he knows what he's doing. You need to understand the likes of Al Sharpton. He knows what he's doing. He's a repeat criminal. He's a repeat offender. Barack Hussein Obama, he's appointed to destroy. He said it on the eve of him becoming the president of the United States of America. He knows what he does. Jesse Jackson, he knows exactly what he does. And what they're doing is they're spearheading a movement that has no momentum, and then they want to lay it on all the other black people as if to suggest all the black people are behind them, when in fact the opposite is true. But my question for you is this: why do you tolerate this? I can't answer this for you. I don't tolerate it. That's why I preach against it. If I don't preach against it, it's because I'm guilty of it. Why do you tolerate the likes of Kaepernick? You know, I highlighted yesterday, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know that there was a lady who calls herself, she's a whore, she calls herself a porn star. She said that she was a conservative and that she was going to get behind Donald Trump. Now just think about that. She's going to get behind Donald Trump, who advocates what God condemns, but she has been so dummied down to believe that she's a conservative who makes her money prostituting herself out, She actually believes that she is defined as a conservative. Doesn't that represent most of America? Especially in the professed Christian world. They all call themselves Christians. Yet you can't find Christ. And you're to judge them by their fruit, John 15, Matthew 7, 14, right? But why do you put up with this? I mean, the devil comes along and he makes himself an angel of light, and you believe that he's an angel of light? And Scripture tells us to watch out for him, that we're to judge them by their fruit, 2 Corinthians 11. Hey, folks, Scripture tells us, speaking to this whore who calls herself a porn star, a fallen star, that she says she defines herself out as being a conservative, which is the furthest thing from the truth. You know, Scripture tells us in Proverbs 11:22, as a jewel of gold is in a swine's snout, a pig's nose, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. America, why do you put up with this? I shared with you yesterday, this is for my Saturday listeners, that and Sunday, that Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. That is exactly right. America, do you realize that we're destroying ourselves by what we tolerate? Yesterday I shared with you that the FBI is setting up people by planting child pornography images on their sites. And then if you click on it, by the way, I've never seen it before. I don't plan on ever seeing it. And furthermore, when you look in Scripture, folks, you can't even see it. It shows you how far man will go without the Spirit of grace, without Christ. George Whitefield, the famous field preacher, said that a man left to himself is half devil and half beast. Oh, he's exactly right. But you see the Federal Bureau of Investigation setting people up by taking pornographic images illegally and trapping people by sending them emails. If you click onto it and open it up, you can be charged for child pornography. Why would the Federal Bureau of Investigation do something like that? As a matter of fact, if you go to the conspiracy of silence, we're destroying ourselves is my point here, friends. If you see The Conspiracy of Silence, which is a documentary that was to be released, which those in Congress prevented from happening by giving them $500,000 and destroying all copies, well, guess what? It's online. It's called Conspiracy of Theory, where they were actually, church clergy were actually stealing orphans from Boys Town in Nebraska and sending them in, getting them hooked on drugs, and then sending them to Washington, D.C. for political orgies. You can watch it online. It doesn't get graphic like that. But do you know who was actually defending or protecting those politicians that were actually interacting with children like the likes of Barney Franks? Matter of fact, a young kid came forward who said he was brought to his house several times and sodomized in his basement in Massachusetts, a congressman. But you do know who was protecting the likes of Barney Franks, right? It was the FBI. And also keep in mind, the Attorney General Eric Holder, the criminal himself, because it was found 5 years, about five, six, 7 years ago now, the Pentagon was under an ICE investigation. And it was found by that ICE investigation that 5,000 members of the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, and the United States of America were downloading child pornography. 5,000 members of the Defense Department at the Pentagon, 5,000 members were downloading child pornography. Why? Because they were extorting them. You better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what they were doing. Either you do it our way now or else we'll accuse you of this crime. Did you know that the Attorney General said concerning that investigation into the Pentagon, they didn't have the resources to actually go after those 5,000 members that were downloading child pornography? But I guess the Federal Bureau of Investigation has the time now to go ahead and illegally take pictures of little kids or capture them and then send them to people's emails. That's what they have time for. That's where the resources are going now, by setting up their own people. Hey, folks, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. I want everybody to understand, every single person, we're in this together. Why would the FBI be setting up people by planting child porn on their sites? It's called Operation Pacifier. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Do you remember John Hinckley Jr. just this week? The man that attempted to shoot President Ronald Reagan dead was found not guilty back in the 80s by reason of insanity. I just want you to understand why there's confusion of faith here. We're destroying ourselves. A federal judge who apparently seems or feels that he's above the law, which he is not, read Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution. He sits during good behavior, not bad. He said that, well, John Hinckley Jr., you know, we know that he wasn't guilty back then because of the reason of insanity, but we've come to terms now that he can be released because he's not a threat to himself or to anyone else. And in that order, he said. Why are we confused? Daniel 9:8. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of faith, to our presidents, to our representatives, and to our fathers, because, Lord, we have sinned against you. We're doing this to ourselves. Hillary Clinton. CNN, Communist Network News. I shared yesterday, and I want to share with you, my Saturday listeners, that CNN has less than 2 million viewers a day. I know that they love to blow themselves up, friends, but guess what? They don't have the support. Even going so far as to 2 years ago, the president of CNN actually resigned, he said, because of the ratings were so bad. But Hillary Clinton is being admonished, praised by CNN for receiving $143 million last month for her presidential campaign. If it's not doing treasonous business with the Russians by selling uranium ore from the ranchers, over in Nevada and in Oregon, well, guess where that $143 million is coming from? Because CNN didn't want to tell you, I'll tell you. Hillary Clinton is being praised by CNN, the Communist Network News, for raising $143 million. Hey, folks, did you know much of that money is coming from your sworn enemies, Muslim nations? They failed to tell you that, didn't they? You know, keep in mind what Amber Lyons said. She said that she was ordered to report fake stories for CNN. She was a journalist who worked for CNN, who started to call out CNN. She says she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to Obama's administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Hey, folks, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves by tolerating what we shouldn't be tolerating. America, we're destroying ourselves. And it's time that we get this right. I love you enough, through word and action, deeds so much, not words, 1 John 3:18, by telling you we can do this in Jesus' name. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.